We're here at the International Poultry Expo, the International Feed Expo. With me is Dr. Jim Richards with Novus International. And Jim, what's your title, please?
I'm the manager of cell biology research, so I work in the biology R&D group.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about chelated trace minerals, and we're going to start just by telling me what exactly is chelated trace minerals.
When you chelate a trace mineral, you basically react it with an organic molecule called a ligand. And that ligand could be an amino acid, it could be an organic acid like Alamet. Any of a variety of different molecules can serve as a ligand. And the point of chelating or complexing the mineral in this way is to make it so that it's more stable in the GI tract of the animal, so the mineral won't get bound up nearly as much by dietary antagonists such as phytic acid. So you will basically be feeding the bird a form of mineral that's much more absorbable than you get with your trace mineral salts.
And we talk about it in terms, you talk about it in terms of bioavailability. Explain that a little bit and what the benefits are for having a product that's more bioavailable, benefits to both the producer and the animal.
Well, bioavailability is basically just a relative term that gives an estimate of what proportion of the mineral that you're feeding is actually absorbed in the small intestine of the animal. So with a higher bioavailable form of trace mineral, more will be absorbed and less will be excreted out into the environment. And that truly is the real point of feeding a chelated trace mineral. Chelated minerals have the potential to be much more bioavailable than your trace mineral salts. And we find that not all are, but many are, and they can provide a good advantage to the animal and to the producer.
It makes it more available, so therefore it's more efficient, and it's also better for the environment, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And at Novus, we've been interested in looking at mineral bioavailability for some time now. There are a number of different ways that people look at bioavailability. You can look at tissue mineral levels in animals fed different sources of minerals. You can look at fecal excretion. One of our favorites is to look at the expression of metal responsive genes. So there's a gene called metallothionein that's zinc responsive. So when the animal absorbs more zinc in the small intestine, the intestines will produce more metallothionein just as a marker of absorption. And what we have found over the last few years is that it's really important to measure multiple different measures of bioavailability to truly understand the relative bioavailability of different trace mineral sources. And you can measure sort of what I would call non-traditional bioavailability estimates too. Immune function, incidence of foot pad lesions, all the things that are dependent on trace mineral nutrition in one way or another can be used as a marker for bioavailability.
And for lots more detailed information about this topic of measuring trace mineral bioavailability, written by Dr. Jim Richards of Novus, check out the latest issue of Feedstuffs magazine. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from the International Poultry Expo in Atlanta.